This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah in the month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannatul Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba without any accountability. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our qiyam, may Allah accept our siyam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the nights of Laylatul Qadr. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Go back a month. We were talking about the month of Ramadan is coming. And subhanAllah, in the blink of an eye, we are almost 20 days into the month of Ramadan. Where am I today? Where was I before Ramadan? And where am I today in the month of Ramadan? Has my taqwa increased? Because this is the month of taqwa. Fasting develops taqwa. Fasting is not the objective. Taqwa is the objective. Has my taqwa increased or not? Do I find pleasure in reading the Qur'an and connecting with the Qur'an? Do I feel guilty over the sins that I have committed? The dhulm that I have committed against myself? Do I feel guilty about it? Have I made istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And am I finding any enjoyment in the qiyam? If the answer to any of these questions, brothers and sisters, is no, that I have not developed my taqwa, or my taqwa has not increased, and I'm not finding pleasure in the Qur'an, I'm not finding enjoyment in qiyam, I've not made istighfar, then we have really lost the first 20 days of Ramadan. But at the same time, I have some good news too. The good news is that the last part of Ramadan, the most precious part of Ramadan, is right upon us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned about him from our mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would begin, شد مئزر, that which means, technically speaking, means that he would tighten his waist belt, meaning that in our understanding, like, you know, when a person gets serious, they will try to roll up their sleeves and so forth. That is what the Prophet ﷺ is doing. He's trying to create a psychological awareness within us that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan begin, whatever has been done, has been done. Whatever has not been done, has not been done. But we can make amends for the first 20 days of Ramadan in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It is also mentioned that وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ, he will stay up the night, all the night, because throughout the entire year, there were portions of the night where the Prophet ﷺ, he would pray, and there were portions of the night he would take some rest. But in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, our mother says that أَحْيَا لَيْلَ, he would stay up all night. And not only that, وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, he would wake up his family members to engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, these last 10 nights of Ramadan is the time where we need to push ourselves to our limits. I know that in Ramadan we are sleep deprived. I know that in Ramadan our schedules are all messed up. I know that in Ramadan things are not that easy. But this is the beauty of the month of Ramadan. Everyone is fasting. Everyone is performing qiyam. Everyone is connecting to the Quran. And then the last 10 nights of Ramadan come, and we're more tired, and we're more sleepy, and we have more fatigue. But the beauty of the last 10 nights is that we push ourselves to the limit, to the absolute maximum, because of the reward that is promised to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has it ever come to our imagination that, subhanallah, in the past, there were people who lived beyond 1,000 years. Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wah only for 950 years. That was just his da'wah time in his life. His life was beyond 1,000 years. In the time of the Prophet, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our lifespan compared to the lifespans of the past is very, very short. Now someone may ask that, what if I want to do a lot of ibadah? What if I had a life of 1,000 years, 1,200 years and so forth? Is there any way in the ummah of the Prophet, our life is 60 to 70 years at an average? Is there any way that I can do enough? And this is why there's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he says that man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayra kullah. Whoever is deprived in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, they are truly deprived. Meaning that they have suffered a great loss. They have suffered a great loss. At the same time, keeping in mind that if a person is waking up in the night of Laylatul Qadr and they get the reward of 83 years in one night, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months. It comes out to be 83 years. Then think about it for a moment. If we go through 10 years of Ramadan in our life, which many of us here, we have probably experienced 20 Ramadans, 30 Ramadans, and in many cases, there might be even 50 or 60 Ramadans. But think about it, every 10 years, if we spend our Ramadan and we spend our Laylatul Qadr the way it is to be spent, the way it is to be utilized, that's 830 years of ibadah. 830 years. Only if you spend 10 years of Laylatul Qadr and we find the night of Laylatul Qadr and we spend that night properly. Think about on the Day of Judgment, people of the past, they may have lived for 1500 years, but the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given this honor and this opportunity that though we may live for 60 and 70 years, but we can do enough that when we appear before Allah on the Day of Judgment, we can have almost 2,000, 3,000 years of ibadah, subhanallah. This is something that was not given to the ummah of the past. And this is why, once again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that anyone who loses the night of Laylatul Qadr, anyone who is deprived from its khair, they are truly deprived from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, these last 10 nights, which are starting tomorrow night at Salatul Maghrib, let's psychologically prepare ourselves from now. Let's talk to our families from now. Let's try to create a situation at home and a schedule at home that where we can be productive, where we can give each other the opportunity to maximize these last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What is this qadr? Many ulama, they say that qadr is in reference to the divine decree. The qadr, the divine decree that we all believe in. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The divine decree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written for us. But we also learn from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu that our du'as can change the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though it is written, but it is also written if our decree will also change. These are the nights that we can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and change our decree. Hence, the ulama, they say that these are the nights of qadr. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees our du'as and He will make changes if He needs to and if He wishes to our qadr. And He tells the angels about those changes. Some of the ulama, they say that no, this is also in reference to the fact that these are very prestigious nights. Just like we say in Urdu also, kisi cheez ka qadr karna. Likewise, qadr is to honor something, to believe in something that it is highly honorable, it is prestigious. These are the nights of prestige, these are the nights of honor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is saying that these are not only the nights of qadr and the nights of honor, but a person who stands up before Allah and they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to one hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ min dhanbi. A person who stands before Allah on the night of Laylatul Qadr, they will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But additionally, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of how honorable these nights are, this person who is standing before Allah, this person who's reading Quran on these nights, this person who finds the night of Laylatul Qadr, they have a high and honorable position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though we may not have an honorable position amongst the people, but we will most certainly have an honorable position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, once again, brothers and sisters, we need to understand the magnitude of these last 10 nights of Ramadan. Additionally, how honorable these nights are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that on these nights, it is not only the malaika that are coming down, but the most honorable of all the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, according to the opinion of many ulama, and because of the Quran and the way the wording of the Quran is, it is Jibreel alayhi salam himself who comes down on these kind of nights. Think about how great these nights are, that it's not only the malaika that are coming down, the most honorable of all the malaika, Jibreel alayhi salam himself is coming down. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, think about if the malaika are coming down, and you and I, we are wasting these last 10 nights of Ramadan. You and I are not taking the maximum amount of benefit from these last 10 nights of Ramadan. Then honestly, we need to ask ourselves that Allah is setting us up for success. Allah is giving us all the tools that we need to be successful on these nights. But if we are the ones who are wasting our time, wallahi, there is no one to blame but ourselves. Brothers and sisters, what is to be done on these last 10 nights of Ramadan? There are several things that we need to do. First of all is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months. It is, comes out to be 83 years. And many of us, we have seen the calculation. One night is equivalent to 83 years. However, 1 hour on any night of Laylatul Qadr is equivalent to almost 10 years of ibadah. 1 hour, 10 years. Can you imagine if you went to work and your boss said to you that you work and I'll give you 10 years of pay? Wallahi, we will not do anything else in that 1 hour but work. We will not look at our phones. We will not look at anything. We will just work and work and work. Because one night, because 1 hour and getting 10 years of pay, this is a bargain that you will not find anywhere around the world. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us this. 1 minute on the night of Laylatul Qadr is equivalent to 58 days. Think about that for a moment. 1 minute, 58 days. Once again, think about it. If a person says, work for 1 minute and I'll give you 60 days of pay. Subhanallah. What a great deal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us over here. And 1 second comes out to be almost 1 day. This is why we need to spend every single second in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to these last 10 nights of Ramadan. What do we need to do in these last 10 nights of Ramadan? Several things, as I said earlier. Number one is standing up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before I get into this subject, I do want to make something very, very clear here. Though today, especially all over America, we have seen that there is a culture that has been created in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Every single masjid is performing their qiyam. Every single masjid has organized a qiyam. They have organized lectures and so forth. But brothers and sisters, and especially I want the youth to listen to me very carefully here. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the Prophet alaihi wasallam would spend his last 10 nights of Ramadan was not in the masjid giving lectures. Lectures are for another time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stay at home. Stay in the confines of his home, and he would do the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, am I saying that coming to the masjid and engaging in qiyam is wrong? No, I'm not saying that. But the actual sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to stay at home and engage your own ibadah. See, what's happening lately is many people, and especially our youth, they're running around from one masjid to another masjid, from one organization to another organization. Why? There's a very beautiful lecture that is going on. We have 350 days of the year. If the lunar calendar, you take the lunar calendar into perspective, 355 days a year. We have 345 days a year that you can listen to as many lectures as you want. sit on YouTube all day long and listen to lecture after lecture after lecture. There is a vault on YouTube about lectures. But in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, instead of wasting time and going from one place to another place to another place, why? Because I want to listen to a lecture. And we drive for 20 minutes, driving for 25 minutes. And not only that, but when we get there, the only thing that is taking place is there might be a lecture taking place. But let's be truly honest. It's the lecture, but it is also because I want to socialize with others. This is why people are going around. My friends are going. Brothers and sisters, this is not how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend his last 10 nights. Wallahi, we are drifting from the actual sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After Eid, listen to as many lectures as you want. Sit down 24/7 and listen to as many lectures as you want. But if there's any lecture that we need to hear, it is only the lecture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will find in the Quran. That is the only thing that we need to be doing in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Stay at home. Do your qiyam. Read the Quran. Do your dhikr. Do dua. Make dua in these last 10 nights of Ramadan. Make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend his nights. Now we have people who are driving, spending 3-4 hours socializing, listening to a lecture, and then they feel good about themselves. Why? Because they prayed 2 rak'ah qiyam? Because they read 10 minutes of Quran? You see, the priorities are changing. And we have to come back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, besides besides qiyam, besides Quran, these are things that we have to do. And dua, and dhikr, and istighfar. But in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, let's also try to minimize socializing with each other. I'm not saying that someone comes and says, assalamu alaikum, I'm not socializing with anyone. No, I'm not saying that. But going around places and wasting our last 10 nights of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, this is not the way from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Additionally, we try to also pray Fajr and Isha in the masjid. We come to the masjid. A lot of times we are tired all night long. Fajr comes, we're so tired, I can just pray at home and go to sleep. No, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we try to pray Isha with Jama'ah, and we try to pray Fajr also with Jama'ah. And lastly, something that we all have all heard, that in the month of Ramadan, the one thing that the Prophet ﷺ, he would always emphasize on is seeking delivery or deliverance from the fire of Jahannam. In these last 10 nights of Ramadan, if we have not been making this dua, especially in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, we should be making this dua. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and our families from the fire of Jahannam. But additionally, in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, one dua that the Prophet ﷺ, he would love to recite, as our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she tells us, is Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are afu, meaning that you forgive. Not only do you forgive, you are the one who omits the sin from our records. Ya Allah, on these last 10 nights of Ramadan, we ask you to forgive us in a way that it does not even appear in our records on the Day of Judgment. This dua, by the way, it is a very, very powerful dua. Because of time, I cannot go into the explanation of this dua. But in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, make these kind of duas. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And additionally, make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in the passage regarding Ramadan, he says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I respond to the call or to the dua of the dua maker when he makes dua. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to tell us? Make dua. Wallahi, we know what is going on in our own families. People come to me all the time, Sheikh, I'm struggling with this. Imam, I'm struggling with that. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make an abundance of istighfar in these last 10 nights of Ramadan, because making istighfar also removes challenges from our life. But brothers and sisters, the most important thing is, because of time, we have to wrap it up. The most important thing is that these last 10 nights of Ramadan are nights that cannot be wasted. Wallahi, go to the graveyard right now. And if you were to ask any one of them, that would they love to exchange places with you right now? Wallahi, they would give whatever they had to exchange and to be in your place right now. Allah has given us an honor. Allah has given us a gift. Let's utilize the gift. Let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by maximizing these last 10 nights of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who will maximize these last 10 nights. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are forgiven on every single night. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who will seek the night of Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those whose du'as are going to be accepted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the qaniteen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who will engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will not waste our time. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an azeem. Wa nafa'ana wa iyaakum bi'ati wa dhikri al-hakeem. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimina fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسمنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل قيامنا اللهم تقبل ركوعنا وسجودنا اللهم تقبل دعاءنا اللهم تقبل دعاءنا اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Sisters, straight lines, fill in the gaps. Please make sure the rows are straight. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight, and please make sure the rows are complete. Brothers in the multipurpose hall, if there is space in the lobby area, please come into the lobby area. And if you choose to pray in the multipurpose hall, please make sure the rows are straight. Please make sure the rows are complete. Often, the rows are incomplete. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله صلوا وسلموا على الخلل الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. Inshallah, tonight after Salat Taraweeh, we have a big program, inshallah, here taking place at the masjid. We have 7 imams from the local communities, inshallah, coming here to EPIC tonight, inshallah, after Salatul Isha. We're going to have a panel discussion, inshallah. And also the sisters, they have a program also tonight also. So please make sure you try to be here for the programs. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.